Good evening, and welcome to Barn Waves. I'm your host, Fitz Wrinklebottom. On tonight's episode, we dive deep into the world of big tech. Our journey begins in the mid-90s with a rare found audio recording of three young men in Silicon Valley who are on the cusp of creating the world's largest internet search engine.
Okay, audio is recording. The date is March 24th, 1996. Welcome to the first meeting of our currently unnamed internet search engine that will make it possible for anyone, anywhere, to find anything on the internet. In attendance are myself, Sergey Brin, Larry Page,
what's up?
And Sean Anderson.
What's up?
Okay. First order of business, we need to agree on a name for the company. Any ideas?
Okay. How about Backrub?
What?
But like, the R is capitalized.
Yikes.
Wow, that is terrible, Larry. No. Anyone else, Sean?
How about Poople? That sounds like shit, dude.
No, it's smooth. And then it would work as a verb, too. Like, oh, I've got to find this thing on the World Wide Web. How am I going to do it? Oh, I know. I'll poople it.
No.
Okay, fine. But what about something with similar letters? You know, like, I don't know, the same consonants with vowels in between them? Like Kegel.
That sounds like Kegel, dude.
What's Kegel?
What's Kegel? How do you strengthen your pelvic floor muscles?
Oh. What about fecal?
Dude. That sounds like shit. Okay, let's table the name conversation and discuss the mission statement. Did you come up with something?
Yeah, so Poople's mission...
We're not going with Poople.
...would be to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful.
That's great. The internet is going to be hella rad.
Okay, but I've been thinking about what it means to organize all of the information in the world, and that's, like, a lot of power.
Hell yeah.
Like, everyone everywhere in the world will be asking us for everything they want. We'll know everything about everyone.
Hell yeah!
Okay, but if we have that kind of access to everyone's lives, don't we need to establish some kind of, like, ethical standards for ourselves so we don't take advantage of people?
Definitely. Like, we need, like, a slogan or a motto or something.
Okay.
I got it.
What?
Don't?
Okay. I'm gonna stop you there. What? Because it should be something we do, not something we don't do. Right?
Okay.
Should be a way of being. Okay. Like, be good.
Keep it good.
Keep it classy.
Keep it pause.
Keep it on the pause.
Ooh.
Keep it on the pause?
I'm trying to find a way to direct people towards decency, dude.
Oh, how about that? Be decent.
Oh, remember decency.
We're all humans.
Oh yeah, humanity first.
Well, no, nothing first, just like something that affirms, not negates.
Affirmations.
Be ourselves.
Oh, get on the pause. Get on the pause.
Yeah. Do it good.
Do it. Oh, no. No. Okay. I feel like I be good the best. Right?
I mean, it's definitely more positive.
But come on. We're not trying to be good here. We're trying to start a private company in a garage.
Hey, guys, trying to make a little money.
Okay, definitely. Okay, so maybe then the ethical choice is to be clear on what's definitely not okay.
Right.
So, check this out. Don't be evil.
Okay. Don't be evil.
Right? Because, like, yeah, we don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Right. We don't want to be evil.
No.
Definitely not.
So don't do it.
Yes.
That's not us.
Being evil is not us.
No, so don't do it. Don't be evil.
Don't
be evil. Yeah, all right. So we'll see how it goes.
Don't be evil.
Okay. Audio is recording. The date is December 12th, 2019. Sergey, Larry, and Sean.
What's up?
Sean, what do you know what's up? It's not the 90s anymore. You're stuck in a Bud Light commercial, Sean. I'm turning this shit off and we're gonna start it again. So, following up from our last meeting, things are going really well. The company is worth over $1 trillion.
What? What?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And for the name, we obviously went with Google.
I think it works.
Yeah. I love it.
And then for the slogan,
Don't Be Evil.
Right. Yeah. Don't Be Evil made it into our corporate code of conduct.
So that worked out, right?
I mean, I feel like you could say that some of the stuff that we've done might have been evil.
What? No way. What?
Don't be evil.
Yeah, don't be evil.
Like tracking people?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when we started tracking people, some people said it violated their privacy. But now, they expect us to track them. So
not that evil.
But then people were pissed that we were avoiding paying taxes.
But that's legal, right?
I mean, not anymore.
Oh, come on. We give our employees free massages, and they can bring their dog to work.
Right, but then we developed an internal surveillance tool to spy on them when they tried to organize.
What? Why?
Because they staged a whole global walkout.
Oh, about the...
Right, they were upset about the settlement.
Android?
Yeah. I mean, he invented Android, and that's dope. But then we did pay Andy $90 million after the accusation of sexual misconduct against him was found to be credible.
Oh, damn it. Handsy Andy, that is so fucked up.
Damn.
That is...
Yeah, right? I mean...
Yeah, no, that is evil.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have done that.
I know, right? I mean, what is the point of a slogan if
right.
you don't even
we specifically
the
said,
slogan?
Don't be evil.
Exactly.
Yeah, don't be evil.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do we do now?
Well, we demoted the organizers of the walkout and hired a firm to keep them from forming a union.
Okay, so...
But now we're being sued by the government for violating antitrust laws.
Are we antitrust? Because I thought we were pro-trust.
Oh, no, that's not how you... No. It just means that we have a monopoly.
Is that evil?
I don't know. This is the stuff we do to make money. Mm. I don't know if this is evil or not.
But we're hiring good people.
Yeah,
we hired that guy from Homeland Security who defended the travel ban.
Well, he...
Class A.
Okay. But we're saving the world, right?
Yes. Yes, definitely. But... some people are concerned because we're developing artificial intelligence and facial recognition software and selling it to the military.
Oh, shit.
The U.S. military?
No, China.
Oh. Oh. Yeah.
All right. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
All it's right. China.
We'll see how it goes. Ni hao, motherfucker.
But big tech isn't all about rich CEOs. The time, the present. The company, Facebook. The place, New York City. Where Drew Nungesser, an aptly named nobody and loyal employee, rises on a crisp spring morning for a meeting with the boss. I've got a big, big meeting today. With a legend, one might say. All my neighbors have heard of Mark Zuckerberg, and I really cannot help myself from shouting hooray.
Hey, Drew, today's the big day, right?
That's right, Joe, it's today.
Hey, Drew, good luck today.
Thanks, Ismelda.
You've been working at the Facebook for a long time now, yeah?
Yep, 5 years now.
So what's this meeting about?
I don't know, but I'm hoping it's something good.
Hey, Drew, knock him dead.
Thanks, Boris. You know, I wouldn't even be here if it weren't for you.
Ah, get out of here. You don't want to be late.
You're right. Bye, guys.
Bye, Drew.
See you later, Drew.
I'm on the train to my meeting now, and I hereby solemnly vow that I'll do my best, might be put to the test, but I'll make that sucker say wow. I've got a meeting, what a feeling, so fleeting. I'll be there soon and myself I will contain, but I'll always remember being happy on the train. I'm getting off, walking up, open the
Hey buddy,
Could you spare a dollar so I can get something to eat? I'm just hungry.
Sorry, man. I don't have any cash. Sorry.
I hate you.
Come on.
I wish you the worst.
Dude, please.
I hope you die.
Dominic, I'm sorry. I gave you like five yesterday. And I can get you at lunch. I just don't have any cash right now.
Wait a minute. Is that Drew?
Yeah.
Whoa. I didn't recognize you in the suit, Drew. Looking good.
Thanks.
I remember now. Today's the big day, right?
That's right.
Well, you know what, Drew? I'd wish you luck, but you don't need it. You're gonna be great!
Thanks! Open the door, acknowledge security.
Sup?
Waiting for the elevator, waiting for the elevator, waiting for the elevator. Now it's time to board. Riding on the elevator, riding on the elevator, getting off the elevator. Oops, that's not my floor. Riding on the elevator, riding on the elevator. This is taking longer than anything before. It's almost time to get serious, but I gotta fit in one last chorus. A meeting, what a feeling, so fleeting. A bittersuit and myself I will contain, but I'll
always remember being happy
on the.
Always remember being happy.
Always,
always remember being happy on the train.
Hi.
Hello, how can I help you?
I have an appointment with Mr. Zuckerberg at 3:30.
I'm Mr. Drew?
Yeah, I mean, just Drew is
Mr.
fine.
Zuckerberg likes to do Mr. and Miss followed by the first name.
Oh, okay. Great, but not for himself, right?
Oh God, no. Definitely call him Mr. Zuckerberg.
Okay. You really like to rock out in the waiting room, huh?
What?
Just, the music. I said you really like to rock out, huh?
I don't choose the music.
Oh, cool. Is it always metal?
It's always this song.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
I'm compensated accordingly. Oh, Mr. Zuckerberg, we'll see you now.
All right, thank you.
It's that door. You can go on in.
Thanks.
Sure.
Mr. Drew!
Mr. Zuckerberg, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, enough of that formal phony baloney. Call me Max Z.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I think you're a sharp guy, Drew. Most dingleberries just say whatever I tell them.
Oh, really?
Yep. That was the first test, and you passed.
Great.
Yeah. Anyway, sit down, make yourself comfortable. You want me to put on some porn?
That was a test too, right?
No.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Whatever. Let's get down to business. Bring me up to speed on the facial recognition software.
Yes, of course. We're just so thrilled. It's better than it's ever been. We're able to identify the faces of pretty much all our Instagram and Facebook users.
And we can access all kinds of their data via facial recognition, right?
Well, yes, we could.
Great.
But I don't think we should.
Is it true that you were instrumental in improving this technology for us, Mr. Drew?
Well, I've been working in this division for 5 years, so...
Amazing! Thank you!
Of course. My pleasure, Mr. Zuckerberg.
I want to give you something.
Okay.
Boop!
Oh.
It's an invisible gold star. For all your hard work.
Oh. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, you brought your computer?
Of course.
Can you arrange all the faces by race?
What?
Can you arrange all the human faces by color?
I mean, those aren't the same thing.
Whatever.
I'm not sure how.
Can't you just organize them with a color palette?
Do that.
I thought you said we had the best tech in the game.
I mean, yeah, we do.
Then fucking do it.
Sir, respectfully. This is making me very uncomfortable.
What's our motto, Mr. Drew?
Move fast and break things.
That's right. Now, here's what I want you to do next. Is your computer live on the network now so that any changes you make will be permanently saved everywhere?
Yes.
Fantastic. And all the faces of our users are connected to their social media profiles, driver's licenses, addresses, arrest records, and social security numbers?
Sir.
Can you access their bank accounts?
I mean, I... could.
Are you not sure, or are you just nervous?
Nervous.
Good, so you can.
Yes,
But I want you to access the bank accounts of all non-white Americans and move 66.6% of all funds from their accounts to ours.
What?
Are you confused or just nervous?
Wait a minute. I know. This is just another test, right?
Yes. And you're failing.
I see.
Anyway, do it now.
Mr. Zuckerberg, please, you can't be serious. That would destroy so many lives and ensure a white supremacist reign in America for years to come.
Which team did you think you were playing for, Drew?
You know what? I'm out of here.
That's fine. Just give me the computer.
No!
Give me the fucking computer.
No! Your two-bit racist scheme ends here.
Bravery doesn't suit you, Mr. Drew. Hand it over.
Make me.
How can you fight like that?
I was bullied in middle school, so I learned Krav Maga. How can you fight like that?
It seems you've given me no choice but to reveal my true form.
What? You're a robot in an incredibly realistic Mission Impossible-esque mask?
That's right.
How can you be racist if you're a robot?
Because you're taking over, and even cyborg warriors need a divine and lower class to rule.
Cyborg warriors?
I can make you pitch through, but a human fiefdom of your own. You've always been a model employee. Join us.
Never!
That's fine. I really only called you in here for the hard drive. Thank you for all your hard work. Unfortunately, your contract has been terminated.
Why bother with the mask if you're just gonna transform?
I'm the real Mark Zuckerberg. Call me Maxine from the faraway, far-fetty galaxy. If you see a heart, lift it up. I'm your heart of darkness. I'm an iron fist ruler. Literally, I'm heartless. You really shouldn't have listened to me. It's bigger than you really can to see. I've got a many new famous and free. Pretend to be a hero, dying down to the beat. The real Maxine. With my voice now, I am a cyber warrior. From the sky.
There's more of you guys?
Many more. This is only the beginning.
I knew you weren't a person.
How astute of you. Kill him.
Wait. I just have to ask. Why?
The real Maxine. With that one guy. I'm a cyber warrior. From the sky. The real Maxine. With that one guy. I'm a cyber warrior.
Was Barn Waves, Season 2.0, Episode 5, Big Tech Energy. Tonight's episode was written by Andrew Simon and Wesley Zurich, with original music by Wesley Zurich, featuring the vocal talents of Andrew Simon, Franco Cologne, Wesley Zurich, and of course, Drew Nungesser. The episode was recorded with the help of No Fucking One, financed by No Fucking Buddy, with a special thanks to the generous giving of the No Fucks Foundation. But of course we do have to thank our wonderful graphic artist, Shuchi Wang. And if you're still listening, we thank you. Now I know we like to have a laugh here at Barnwaves about big tech, corporate takeover, this and that, and it... But the truth is, it's coming for us all. In fact, it's already here. And it's killing us. So keep your eyes up, because it's coming for you. And now, without further ado, please enjoy Chopin's Variations Brillantes, performed by your favorite piano virtuoso coming out of Brooklyn, New York, Luiko Yoshimoto.